He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Yes, welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the September 21st live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. We have a pretty good day going on in the market. Now, we'll see if that will hold up because we are going to get a Fed announcement in about 4.5 hours from now. But right now, at least the market is eagerly anticipating no change by the Fed. The S&P 500 right now is up 11 points, 12 points call it. That's 0.5%. 2,151. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 83 points. That's also about 0.5%. That puts it at 18,213. Seems like 18,000 is the new support level on the Dow. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is up 34 points. That's the biggest mover. Adobe, a big mover there. That's one of my largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. They did beat earnings after the close last night, propelling the NASDAQ to a 33-point move. That's 0.6%. We're at 5,274 on the NASDAQ. And crude oil having a good day. Crude oil is up 85 cents per barrel. That works out to a 1.9% return today. Crude oil is at $44.90 per barrel. The gold market's also having a good day. Boy, everybody's happy today, except those grumpy old bears. Gold is up $10.30 per ounce. It's up 0.8%. That puts it at $1,328 per ounce. Silver down 6 cents to 1914, and the 10-year yield moving a little higher here, 1.70%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California, home to Legoland, home to the flower fields, home to a lot, a very nice area part of the world. We're just a block from the ocean here, which was a calm ocean yesterday. A beautiful, just flat calm. We call that glassy out here. The market is also having a very good day, very favorable currents here today. This is the day that the Fed will make their September announcement. How many predictions have you heard? How many times have you heard over the last couple of months? What will the Fed do in September? Well, we'll find out what the Fed is going to do in September today, because this is September 21st. I said yesterday that 21 of the 23 Fed banks believe that there will be no change in rates. Bill Gross, on the other hand, the bond king, says there's a 50-50 chance, so he's much higher than the street. Boy, I think if there's a rate hike, I think you'll see that 80-point move on the market disappear rather quickly. You know, never a dull moment in the markets, is there? Meanwhile, I said by today we would know what the Bank of Japan was going to do. The other big bank out there, central bank, that is trying to juice the economy. Well, they want to try to keep their 10-year from going negative, and instead they want to try to steepen their yield curve a little bit. The market likes that, obviously, taking that into account. That's stimulative. That's interpreted as stimulative by the Bank of Japan, and that's also part of this move in the market. And of course, the move higher in oil prices. We get the EIA inventories in about 20 to 30 minutes here, and we'll see if that impacts the markets at all. We have a big earnings beat in the after hours. Now, earnings season is pretty much over. But there's always those companies that like to report way after everybody else. I don't know if it's to get the attention or if it just takes their bean counters longer to count the beans. Not quite sure why that is. Look at Adobe. That's one of my largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's up 6% this morning. A $7 move out of Adobe, a breakout to a new all-time high. Adobe beats earnings estimates quite handily and gives some good guidance. Their earnings grew 39% quarter over quarter. You hear me talk about all of these stodgy old growth stocks of yesteryear that are growing by 2, 3, 4% per year. Well, Adobe's looking for 38% growth this year over last year, and 33% next year. Now, that's music to a growth investor's ears. It's also had some good performance numbers. It's also had some good valuation numbers. In fact, right now, the PEG ratio is still under 1 on Adobe. And before this big report, it was ranked number 163 out of 4,500 stocks in my Best Stocks Now app. And that's one of the reasons why I've owned it. I've been an owner of Adobe for quite some time. What else do we have going on? Wells Fargo. Did anybody watch that yesterday? You know, that could have been cage fighting. When Elizabeth Warren got her chance at a big bank CEO. Oh boy, she's been waiting for that opportunity for a long, long time. And boy, did she let him have it, Mr. Stumpf. Boy, did she lace into him like a pit bull. Wells Fargo grilled. And it's still not known if Warren Buffett's going to stick with Wells Fargo through this this mess that they have. But they definitely are under fire right now. The stock's got a lousy technical pattern, I can tell you that. You can look at the P.E. ratio of 11 and say it's cheap, yeah, but it's also tainted. You can look at the dividend yield of 3.3% and say that looks attractive in a 1.7% 10-year Treasury world. Well, you go ahead. You buy it. I don't like the stock at all right now. And, of course, there's questions whether or not Mr. Stumpf will survive as the CEO of Wells Fargo. Meanwhile, across the street at J.P. Morgan, they're downgrading Wells Fargo today. Why, you, I oughta. I'll bet Wells Fargo's going to downgrade J.P. Morgan tomorrow. So the battle goes on. It was fireworks coming from the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. Meanwhile, you've got another big investigation taking place of these evil corporations. ExxonMobil being investigated by the SEC over climate change. Over climate change. Hiding, I guess, what they knew about climate change. Oh, they're out to get them, too. They'll be paying some big fines, both of those companies. Some big fines. They'll be writing some gigantic checks with lots of zeros behind them before this is all over. Sizable drawdown in oil. That happened in the reports after the market closed yesterday, and we will get the EIA inventories today. But suffice it to say that's favorable for oil prices, and that's also favorable for the market here so far today. That iPhone 7, I just asked my son. He hasn't got his yet. I believe he gets it this Friday. I'm anxious to hear his review. Maybe I'll bring him on the air. We're setting up our radio studio here today so that we can have a couple of different partnerships doing the show together. Of course, I'll be here every day, you know me, except Friday when I write my newsletter. But I want to bring Rob on with me, and I want to bring Stephen on with me, get their take. You know what? Sometimes I knock these millennials, but whenever I have a problem, yesterday my iPhone would not log on to the internet. Guess who I look to? The closest millennial, who happens to be my son. He fixes the technical problems that Dad has no patience for. The iPhone 7, now get this, talk about shrinking margins at Apple. The iPhone 7 costs Apple $37 more per unit to make, yet they're charging the same price, $649. So a little bit of margin squeezing there at Apple. How is the stock looking here? It had that initial boost. We've had some warnings since then to not get too excited about the iPhone 7. On a good day in the market, Apple is down 29 cents to $113.28, but still a pretty good move here overall since those iPhone 7 sales started. FedEx, well, they ship a lot of stuff, don't they? Every morning when I drove to my downtown office, I would see those. The first plane landing almost every morning at the big airport in San Diego would be a big FedEx plane. And I'm sure there's several of them that land there during the day. FedEx beats earnings by 12 cents. You know, hey, they're an online shopping company, aren't they? They ship a lot of stuff between them and UPS. FedEx is up 5.7% today. Nice pop. Breaking out to new highs is FedEx. This is Bill Gunderson. What will be next? FedEx? Apple? No, I got a few more to talk about. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, it is Central Bank Day here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, we've been waiting with bated breath. What will they do in September? Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we're going to find out here in about 4 hours from now what they're going to do. And the consensus opinion is they're going to do nothing, but they're going to really raise the awareness that something's coming down the tracks. Just around the next bend, you know, about December, they're going to put the hammer down with another rate hike. 1 year to the date from the last rate hike. That's my prediction anyways. Bill Gross thinks there's a 50-50% chance that they'll hike rates today. I think that would be a shock to the markets, but maybe the market does need a wake-up call. Well, this will be a very highly anticipated announcement by the Fed today, and we'll stay tuned and see what kind of impact it has on a market that's going pretty well so far. We've had a couple of big earnings beats here. Adobe Systems, this is the tail end, of the second quarter of 2016. Just believe it or not, in 9 days, the third quarter ends, and we'll start earnings season all over again. But right at the tail end, we get Adobe. That can't be hurting the markets, especially the NASDAQ today with its big move. And also FedEx, which is on the New York Stock Exchange, $45 billion company. Another one of those great companies out of Memphis, Tennessee. That one's breaking out also to new all-time highs. How about General Mills? Anybody still eating cereal for breakfast? General Mills, not so good. You know, there's another stodgy old growth stock of yesteryear. Still a good company, you know, General Mills with their cereals, their yogurt, their dough mixes, their snacks. All kinds of different products. $38 billion company is General Mills. But look at the growth over the years. And don't forget the pride of Minneapolis, where we're heard every day. I'm sure a great employer. I bet when you drive by General Mills, you can just smell the Cheerios and different products coming out of there. But look at the growth over the years. Over the last 5 years, earnings growth has averaged 4% per year. It's tough to grow a company like that. And as I look at the last 4 quarters, earnings down 7%, earnings down 13%, earnings down 1%, earnings up 3%. So overall, earnings very, very flat at General Mills. Sales growth has been negative. They've been losing sales. It almost seems like they need to make some acquisitions here. And the stock not behaving well. Now, it was part of that dividend paying run-up that we saw earlier this year. It sports a 3% dividend, but that does not mean, I mean, look at how the multiple expanded on General Mills during that chase for yield. You know, over the long haul, General Mills has averaged a P.E. ratio somewhere in the 15 to 16 area. It got as high as 24 here recently, and even now with this pullback, it's still at 22 times earnings. Why? Because people are attracted to that 3% dividend yield. But look, the stock's gone down 10% over the last couple of months. I warned in early July to look out for the dividend payers. And that's about when General Mills peaked early July at $73 per share, and it's been drifting lower ever since. It's currently at $64 per share. And once again, that's more. That's about a 12% haircut that General Mills. There's a hole in that Cheerio recently, and all for that 3% dividend. Dunkin' Donuts is going to open up their 12,000, store number 12,000. Now, that's a lot of holes in those donuts. It's been a pretty good growth stock, but it hasn't been a very good performer for investors. You know, I look back 2011, 2012, it was at about the same price that it is today. It's been going sideways here for the last 9 months, 10 months. I do not own Dunkin' Brands, but they are going to open their 12,000th store here. Panera Bread's only going to serve clean bacon from now on. Well, I'm glad to hear that. What's dirty bacon look like? I guess it's got preservatives and chemicals and all kinds of stuff. You know, I just want pork, water, salt, and a little bit of seasoning and some smoke flavor, and I'm happy. You can leave out all of the ambidextrose, whatever, nitrates, sulfites, all that kind of stuff. They are promising that they're going to do that. Yum China is going to break off their, Yum is going to break off Yum China. Yum's been a pretty good performing stock recently. That's the four food groups, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and A&W Root Beer. I mean, you've got it all covered if you hit those for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and late-night snack. Yum Brands is a $35 billion company out of Louisville, Kentucky, where they hold a little horse race the first Saturday in May every year. Yum Brands, look for a spinoff of Yum China, and I'll be adding that to the app. In fact, I read that there's about 10 IPOs slated on deck, ready to come public, and I will be adding them to the app. I'm constantly looking for new stocks or ETFs that aren't in my app, mutual funds, etc., and I've got 10 IPOs to add as they come public. What do you think the most heavily shorted stocks in the market are? What are the top two most heavily shorted stocks? I think when you hear it may not surprise you. One I bashed yesterday here on the show, Sears Holdings. Sears Holdings is the most heavily shorted stock in the entire market. That means people are investing in it to fail. They think it's going to continue to go lower. You can look up my name, Bill Gunderson, and Sears Holding, and look at how long ago I wrote an article, how does anybody shop at Sears anymore, saying it was one of the best shorts in the entire market. And it's gone from $101 per share in 2010, clear down to $11.65. I guess nobody does shop at Sears anymore. What's the second most shorted stock? The Oprah Winfrey stock. Weight Watchers. Yes, Weight Watchers, which was $28 a share earlier this year. Now it's $10 per share. That one's also got a lot of short sellers hovering around it. You know, and here's the thing you got to remember with these biotechs. We saw one up yesterday, 700%. Well, there's two today. One's down 78%. Neither one are well-known. They're small biotechs. The other one's down 30%. Both of them getting hammered today, so it cuts both ways. And lastly, McEwen CEO, that's a gold mining company, he sees 1,900 gold by the end of the year. Well, that's the gold bugs for you. They always see 1,900 gold by the end of the year. Ever since I've been following the gold miners and gold bugs. Okay, our featured stock of the day when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I want to do the featured stock of the day here in this segment. And then on the last segment of the show, I want to get to my current earnings estimates and target price for the S&P 500 for 2016 and 2017, because there's the key. There's the key to the future of the market. Well, we've had some earnings reports here. We've got the third quarter of 2016 winding down. It'll be over in just 9 days, and we start all over again. Alcoa, let's see when Alcoa will report their earnings. They will report on October the 10th. So we're looking at less than 3 weeks right now before the third quarter of 2016 earnings season begins. And, of course, as each one of those companies reports, it has an impact. And it has an impact not only in real numbers, but also an impact on the sentiment of the market as to whether or not, people remain favorable on the market. And, of course, those numbers to me mean so much as to predicting the future of the S&P 500. Why has it been going up since 2009? Because the numbers have been going up on the S&P 500. I believe it's as simple as that. Why make it complicated? And there's multiples that over time, historically, have been used on the market, on individual stocks. Those multiples aren't all of a sudden going to double. They're going to remain about the same. So at least it makes the market somewhat predictable, although on a daily basis, unpredictable things happen. But if you want to keep things simple and keep things in context, just think about where earnings have been, where earnings are now, I'm talking about for the entire market, and where earnings are expected to go in the future. And that's the crux. I mean, that's the kernel. That's the center of my newsletter every single week. I do the work for you. I'm a guy that sits here and watches the market every single day, from open to close and then some. And I write my observations. We have thousands of people all over the world. You know, I had somebody yesterday that signed up from Norway. And I wrote him a nice little note. I said, hey, greetings, brother, baby, who knows? My father's side of the family came from the Lillehammer area of Norway, where they held the Winter Olympics not too long ago. I have people from the Middle East, from my wife's country of Lebanon. I have people from France, from Europe, from all over, Hong Kong, Taiwan, that get the newsletter. Are you getting it in Minnesota and Atlanta and San Francisco and the other cities we're heard in? You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's the newsletter that put out a buy. I keep it simple. It put out a buy signal on the market in March, late March of 2009. And that buy signal has been in place ever since. It couldn't be more simple than that. Yes, there's been times along the way when I grew more cautious than others, but that's called managing. Managing and protecting, because preservation is also very important in this entire endeavor. Okay, well, one of the stocks that reported today is Adobe Systems. Adobe is in both my Ultra Growth portfolio and my Premier Growth portfolio. It's a large cap stock. It's a $54 billion company. Who doesn't come into contact with Adobe at some point in time during your day? If you open up a PDF file, if you open up a photograph, if you edit a photograph. I mean, there's so many different. If you use InDesign to design, I used Adobe product to design a brochure here at Gunderson Capital Management. Adobe is a major player. Design, imaging, publishing software for print, web, mobile, dynamic media productions. I've seen Adobe's headquarters. I've driven by Adobe's headquarters in San Jose, California. And I've driven by giant facilities that they have in other places around the world. Adobe Systems, ADBE, again, a $53 billion market cap company. They've gone to a different model. Instead of purchasing the software, it's a subscription model now. All you can eat for $69.95 a month, something like that, and all of the updates and everything that you need, the whole suite is there for the taking, or you can subscribe on an a la carte basis. Over the last 10 years, Adobe has doubled the returns of the market, but you know, I would say their better years have been recently. The last 5, 3, 1 years have been really sensational, and I think it has in part to do with them moving to the subscription model. Over the last 5 years, Adobe stock has delivered 32.5% per year to investors. The market's delivered 12. That's 2.5 times the market return. That's pretty good. If you're seeking alpha, it's been delivering alpha. Now, will it continue to deliver alpha in the future? We shall see. Over the last 3 years, Adobe has delivered 25% per year, while the market's delivered 7.8. See, this is the back of the baseball card. On the front is the pretty picture, and on the back are the stats. Over the last 5 years, Adobe, again, has almost tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, it has tripled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, Adobe's up 24%, while the market's up 9.3%. Adobe Systems has the performance that I like as a stock investor, as a stock picker, as an analyst. I like companies that outperform the market. That eliminates a General Mills for me. Adobe has a performance grade of A- when I compare it to all the other stocks, ETFs, mutual funds in my Best Stocks Now database. Now, can we make a value argument for Adobe? Well, let's see. Adobe is expected to make next year $3.81 per share. That's where I begin. The consensus growth estimate for Adobe over the next 5 years is 28.2% per year. So if we take that $3.81, and that number may be going higher, by the way, with this earnings beat today. If we take that $3.81 and extrapolate that out over the next 5 years, year by year, at 28% per year, we can arrive at some potential earnings over the next 5 years. And then we can apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company of Adobe's ilk. In fact, I'm using a multiple of 18 on those future earnings, and I'm calculating a target price 5 years from now of $185 per share. That compares with the current price of about $106 per share. As of yesterday, Adobe had 84% upside potential over the next 5 years. Some of that's disappearing today, although I think in the end we're going to be raising our target price on the stock because I think that the estimates for next year are going to go higher. You see how those numbers work? I like Adobe from a performance point of view. It's delivered a lot of alpha over the last 1, 3, 5 years. And I can still make a pretty reasonable case. In fact, if you're just a simple growth at a reasonable price investor where you look at the PEG ratio, the PEG ratio of Adobe is currently under 1. It comes in at 0.94. Adobe, in my system, in my Best Stocks Now database, which currently has 4,164 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, Adobe currently comes in at number 163. I'm looking back a year ago, Adobe was ranked number 99, and it's been in the top echelon of the market for quite some time. You can also scroll down on the app and you can look at my comments on Adobe that I've made over the years. Every time I've sent out a tweet, every time I featured it here on my show, Every time that I have written an article about it, right down there at the bottom of the app, just scroll down and you can see that I have been bullish on this stock for quite some time, and today it delivers again. ADBE, not a recommendation, but an example of what I call a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on this Fed Day. We've already heard Central Bank Day. We've heard from Japan. They're going to steepen their yield curve, try to keep that under control there and try to juice that economy, which, you know, Japan's biggest problem is a demographic problem. They're not having children. They're not growing their population base. Maybe that's the answer. Have more kids, have more children. Family country again. I'm sure there's lots of great families there, but they really do have an aging population, and they do have a demographic problem in Japan that has put their economy in a funk for several decades now. I don't know that steepening the yield curve is going to get them out of that, but it is seen as a positive by the market here today. And of course, the market eagerly awaits the Fed announcement. Coming up in about 3 hours from now, 3.5 hours, expectations are dovish today, hawkish on the future. That's the expectations, and I think that's what the market has built into its expectations. Nice move in oil here. That's helping the markets. All right. I haven't got to the bottom line of the market yet, which I do every week in the newsletter. You say, well, why do I need to get the newsletter? You announce it every day or every week on the show, because there's a lot more to the newsletter than just that bottom line section. Right now, as of today, expectations for this year's total S&P 500 earnings are $118 per share, which is about the same as the prior year. Just a little bit more. It's just a skosh. Well, we've had a leveling off in earnings, because we've had a drop in oil prices over the last couple of years. But since February, those oil prices have been coming back. But too late to save this year. We're going to get about the same earnings this year as we got last year. And that's why your market's only up about 4% this year. We're looking now ahead to next year. That's the key number. The 118 for this year is kind of, you know, everybody says, yeah, that's about where it's going to come in. Ho-hum, yawn, yawn, blah, blah, blah. And that's why we've had a flat market. Next year, however, taking all of the individual companies, all 500 of them in the S&P 500 and what they're saying and what they're telling the analysts, and the analysts, of course, take what they can with a grain of salt. They go home and come up with their own numbers. And when you add it all up, the current estimate for next year S&P 500 is $134 per share. Now, we don't know if they'll achieve that, but the market trades on expectations. If expectations go higher, a stock or the market move immediately. If expectations go lower, the stock or the market move immediately. That's proof that stocks and the markets trade on expectations. So knowing what those expectations are and keeping tabs on those expectations, in my book, just makes common sense. Now, Bill, if the consensus estimate for next year's S&P 500 is $134 per share. That's pretty good. That's about an 8 or 9% increase over this year. And, of course, this number is subject to change week by week as companies report, as companies warn, or as companies beat earnings estimates one by one. On those $134 in earnings, what kind of a multiple are you going to use? Well, the multiple that I've been using in recent years because of the low interest rate environment we're in is 17.5. That's at the higher end of the long-term averages, which have been closer to 14 to 15. But we're in an unusual low interest rate environment, which makes stocks more attractive than low yielding bonds. I come up with the target price for next year's S&P 500. Let's look out 9 to 12 months right now of $23.45. That gives the market almost 10%, 9 to 10% upside potential. That's the best upside potential that I've seen in quite some time. We've had a little pullback here recently that's made the market more attractive. And as I look at my Best Stocks Now app on the S&P 500, the app right now says hold. Okay, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't say sell. As I look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the app says right now hold. That's also good. Nothing wrong with that. And as I look at the NASDAQ, it says stronghold. That's the best of the three indexes right now. My newsletter, Signal the Buy Signal, back on March 27th of 2009. I have not given a sell signal since that time. The market once again avoided a bear market in January. The overall market once again this week remains on that buy signal. But stay tuned, because we know that at some point in the future we will have another economic downturn. We will have another recession. We will have another bear market. And it's up to you whether you want to be passive during a period of time like that, or whether you want to have a money manager that will be active during a period of time like that. The move towards passive investing has been a tidal wave. The move towards robo-advisors has been a tidal wave. It will all get tested mightily when the next bear market hits at some point down the road in the future. Well, we manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. There's no robo-advisors here. There's no passive management. There's nothing passive. You can hear how passionate and how active we are during the show, and the different stocks and statistics and analysis that we talk about in the market. If you feel a little better with an active manager as opposed to a passive manager, you want to find out if your guy's passive. How many? What did he do during the last bear market? Can you pick up the phone and talk to them when you need to talk to them? That's how passive they are. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or just take a peek at the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.